Delta Council has approved an application for another temporary use for a pair of businesses at the corner of Chisholm and Delta Streets in Ladner Village. The property owner applied for a permit to allow the retail sale of furniture, home accessories, antiques, paintings and books in order for the two current retail stores at 4926 Delta Street to continue operating until July 12, 2024. The building currently accommodates three commercial units comprising an auto glass business in addition to two family-owned commercial retail stores, Heritage House Interiors and Dragonfly Gallery, which sell home decorations, furniture and an assortment of antiques. A temporary use permit was previously approved by council in 2010 to allow both to operate in the location initially for 2 years. In 2012, council approved renewal of the temporary use permit for 3 years. In 2015, a new temporary use permit was approved for 3 years and it was renewed by council in 2018 to allow for the continued commercial use for an additional 3 years. The permits can only be granted for 3 years. The Properties Service Commercial 2, CS2, zoning permits a range of uses such as automotive services, restaurants and eating establishments, boat building and repair, offices, sale of agricultural, fishing and marine supplies and motor vehicles. Retail sale of furniture, home accessories, antiques, paintings and books are not permitted in that zone, so a temporary use permit is required to continue to operate. The planning department notes that it is anticipated that sites such as the one at Delta and Chisholm Streets will be candidates for future redevelopment and revitalization of the Ladner Village waterfront. Despite the current zoning of the property, the retail businesses have been a good fit in this location. The uses are consistent with the pedestrian-oriented retail uses envisioned for the area in the OCP policies relating to Ladner Village, the staff report notes. The owner acknowledges the potential for redevelopment of the site and believes that this should occur together with the adjacent properties in the future. However, as a small retail business owner and the owner of just one of several properties on the block, they do not believe they are in a position or well-suited to redevelop the property on its own or have the ability to put forward a larger redevelopment proposal at this time. Although temporary use permits and renewals have been approved for the site since 2010, they are not intended to be a long-term replacement for zoning, the report notes. However, given the need for additional time for the area to transition, a new permit and the proposed term are appropriate, the report adds. A temporary use permit would allow the current retail use of this property to continue and to activate this portion of Chisholm Street while also offering a further opportunity for the property owner to work with the city to proactively plan for future redevelopment, the report explains. In December 2021, Council adopted amendments to the Ladner Area Plan of the Official Community Plan for Ladner Village, resulting in increased height and density allowances for the site and others. The Ladner Area Plan mixed-use designation for the site is intended for primarily residential uses in medium-rise buildings with pedestrian-oriented retail and public uses. A maximum six-story building height is permitted under the designation.